Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
The Gardaí, or Paul Reynolds was reporting at lunchtime that after the 150 permanent checkpoints and then the numerous other checkpoints at the weekend, 7 people were arrested. No one charged as of yet, but 7 people were arrested for breaching of the new laws as such. Now, Donna O'Reilly. Donna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You had a difficult experience. How are you today? I know it happened at the weekend, but how are you today?
All right, Joe. Okay. But I've been real upset all over the weekend. Still very traumatised by the whole thing, to be honest.
Okay, well, tell us what happened.
I queued in Shop Centre on Friday for almost 2 hours, 15 minutes short of 2 hours from the outside in. And I was taking photographs of the queue and WhatsApping my partner, long-term partner, 26 years together. So I was just saying how I was getting on in the queue and where I was. Mm. Anyway, after about an hour or so, I got inside in the foyer of the shopping centre. And I was beside the escalator and I seen a woman coming up with a shopping trolley, kind of look around and kind of appalled face and, you know, like aghast at the size of the queue. But anyway, there was a security guard there standing right outside and she went over to the security guard. I was only about 2 metres away from them at this stage.
And at this stage, you've been standing on the queue for how long?
Oh, I got there at 1 o'clock and I think this was about maybe quarter past two, half two, because I still had, even when you got inside, there was still like at least 100 people maybe in front of me. Okay. I don't know, a lot. And because I know I got inside the shop at 2:45 from 1 o'clock. And so I seen a woman come up, spoke to the security guard, and then he directed her to the top of the queue and off she went straight in. But I've just seen her pulling a piece of paper out of her bag in a poly pocket, you know, it wasn't like formal ID of any sort. So I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about any policy or I didn't know what the I didn't know anything. So I went over to inquire to the security guard and I said, sorry, what was that? I said, how can you just walk up and, you know, get ahead of the queue like that? Because I actually didn't know. I didn't know. And he said, oh, she works in the HSE.
Right.
And I says, I didn't understand because I didn't hear anything at this stage about any policies or anything like that. And I said, okay, what do you mean? Like she buying sandwiches and rolls and all this for the nurses and doctors? Oh, no, just a HSE worker can just go in and top of the queue. And I said, but she didn't have any formal ID. It was just a piece of paper. I said, I have a photocopier at home, I said, and a packet of Polly Pockets. So I could do that. So I said, there needs to be more checks and balances. You can't just walk in here with a piece of paper. I walk into HSE and go in ahead of a 2-hour queue. At that point, he said, directed me to a young woman over to the side, went over and he says, direct your query to this person.
Okay.
So I did. And I said the same thing. And the answer, it was just a dismissive answer, Joe. I felt it was, that's the policy and that's it. And I said, but there's no checks and balances. I said, you have to have ID. I said, surely anybody can walk in here. I said, I have members of family that work in the HSE. I could easily take their piece of paper and walk in here ahead of a queue, but I wouldn't morally do it. I think it's morally wrong. So I was just so... I said, I just felt I was dismissed. And I said, when I get inside, I'll speak to a manager. At which point, can I say she said she was a manager?
Okay.
So I said, well, I'll speak to somebody else. And at that point, I joined back the queue. And I was on the queue for about another 20, 25 minutes or something.
Okay.
And we got into the shopping centre. And I was I was up at the top of the queue and I was taking a photograph of the queue, and I'm not great now. I can't take videos or anything like that because I'm always getting the settings wrong on the phone. So I do take a lot of pictures inside because I'm an interior designer, so I'd be buying props for jobs. So if I see nice cushions or lamps or anything like that, but I'm not interested in people. Like I'd be interested in fabrics and materials and maybe the pattern on the floor. But anyway, I just took this picture of the queue outside and I was WhatsApping my husband to say, oh, I'm going in now, you know. And I got inside, the shelves were empty. I'd be very much a fresh fruit and veg person, don't eat a lot of meat, so the veg is very important. There was no veg, very little veg. I actually inquired to a very nice fella and they're like, oh God, is there any veg getting put onto the shelves? And he said a truck was coming in and, you know, they would be packing the shelves. So I said, well, I have a bit of shopping to do. Maybe by the time I do that, I'll come back and it'll be on the shelves. At which point, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, got all my other... wasn't much available. Yeah. I went back. And it's a kind of an open area where the fruit and veg is. And then I seen chocolates on display. So with it being Easter, I wanted to buy...
Okay, maybe just take me to the... We'll get to the checkout.
So, yeah, I... I look, before that happened, I seen a group of three people.
Okay.
Staff. Yeah. Hold up, and I just—it seemed to be looking at me, like looking at me, talking about me, pointing fingers at me. I just kind of felt, hey, what's going on here? Why? You know, is it because I made a query? Like, and I actually, when I got inside, I didn't speak to a manager about.
Okay, you left.
I kind of let it go.
But it's what happened next that was.
But Joe, when I was standing there, and I seen these people definitely talking about me. So I seen a manager there, he was at the news agents, and I actually spoke to him before, and he's a really nice guy. Uh-huh. So I went over to him and I said, excuse me, I said, could I have a quiet word with you about something? And he seemed to know, he says, oh, I know about it. I said, about what? I said, I made a query, I said, about checks and balances on it. You know, people should have identification. You can't just walk in willy-nilly ahead of a two-hour queue with a piece of paper and a poly pocket. And it's not fair, like, this general public has to be considered here too. Like, we're all in this together, we're all. Mm. And so he said it was, yeah, he said I had a point there, and he was very nice, and he said it was something he'd bring up at a board meeting. So I says, the other thing is, I says, I don't know what's going on. I says, but maybe I spoke to somebody earlier, and since then, I feel people in the store are talking about me, looking at me, they're all, I don't know what's going on. I said, but I just feel there's something going on there. I don't know what's going on. And with that tree guard, as I was talking to him, very quiet, very politely, no raised voices, no bad language, had me mask on, had me gloves on, had me own sanitizer with me. Like, I wasn't roaring and shouting. I was actually quite calm. And he was very nice. Tree guards, now heavy, like, guards came in, you know, with the stab vests and the batons. Like, these weren't just ordinary guards.
Okay.
These were, like, looked like they were some kind of, like, rapid response type of team or something, I don't know. But they were huge guards. And they were standing to the side. And I was talking to the manager, and I said, sure, look, listen, we'll talk again. I says, I'll let you go. I see you're busy there. I actually thought maybe there was a robbery going on around the back or something like that. I didn't know what was going on. So I says, well, look, I says, I see you have your hands full there. And I said, I'll talk to you again, all the best. And he said, goodbye, everything was fine. And I seen two uniformed guards coming in. So that was five guards standing over to the side, about 2 metres away from me. So off I went to do my shopping, got my shopping, half of my shopping, and put it into the bags, put it into my trolley. I'm about 3 foot away from the checkout.
Yeah.
When the tree guards came around the corner, put their hand up like stop sign and ordered me to stop.
To you, yeah. Okay.
To me.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I literally, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't actually know. It didn't register with me. And I was like, what? And they were like, I said, what's this about? What's going on? And the first thing I thought, someone called and say I'd robbed, you know, I was teething or something like that. I'd die. And I said, what's this all about? What's this all about? And the guard said, okay, calm down. We can do this here or we can do this somewhere else. I said, do what? What did I do? What's this all about? I said to the guard, I simply made a query to the manager about checks and balances, about flaws. They have a policy. I said, well, the policy is flawed. There should be more checks and balances. You know, the general public to think about here as well. And he said, oh, no, not that. And I said, well, what I don't know what else. So I said, well, then what are you doing here? Why are you stopping me? I'm just an ordinary woman out doing my shopping on a Friday like everybody else. And he said, no. And he made a gesture with his head. And I seen three people in the background. And they were so, I'm 5 foot, Joe. Mm. I'm 8 stone. I'm 5 foot high. And these guys now are 6 foot something. They were absolutely huge. They were bigger than my back wall. I know that.
Okay.
And I could see under their armpit. You know, normally you'd say you'd see over someone's shoulder. I could see under their armpit. Okay. They were so big. And under the arm, I could see the three women in uniform. And he nodded, he made a gesture towards them with his head.
How many guards were there, Don?
Five. Three heavy response, like with the stab vest and the back.
The arm support unit.
Like the arm support. They were there in front of me.
And what did they say to you? What's the sting of it? Like, did they say you raised your voice or?
It's like a dream. It's like a bad dream. I said, but guard, I said, I don't understand what's going on. Could you? He said, and he made a gesture. He looked confused that I said something about the car. I said, but I was only talking to the manager about it. Made a complaint about, you know, checks and balances. And they didn't seem to know anything about that. And they kind of went,
why were they called?
I guess what I said, so what are you doing here? And he says, oh, there was a complaint put in against you. I says, about me? For what? What did I do? I says, I didn't even... I made a very quiet, polite... I had a very quiet, polite conversation with the manager. And he said... And he nodded... He made a gesture, like, with his head, and he threw his head backward, and he said, someone over there made a complaint about you that I was taking photographs of them. I said, no. And with that, Joe, straight away, I said, why would I be taking photographs of somebody for? I don't even have any social media accounts. I said, I'm a Luddite. And I said, instantly.
By the way, Donna, was there people witnessing this?
Well, listen, Joe, this is the part that I'm sick and disgusted to my stomach about, and I cried all weekend. On Friday, I could not eat my dinner. I cried myself to sleep. I woke up, and it's in front of my eyes every day when I wake up. I keep going over and over and over, and I feel now I'm suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress disorder over. I had some kind of anxiety. I was going to ring my doctor this morning.
You do if you feel you have to, but...
Yeah, I just kind of want. I want to get over it.
It seemed to be a massive miss. I know they're very sensitive times we all live in at the moment.
Yeah, and when he said he'd take me away, I was like, where? For what? I said, arrest me?
No, what he meant was he'd take you somewhere quiet where you wouldn't be.
I wasn't shouting, and he could see that I was speaking to you like I'm speaking to you now.
Yeah.
So I said, look, and. Like he could see I was shaking, you know, the guards could see I was badly shaking. Yeah. And he said, look, someone over there is after making a complaint that you were taking photographs.
I handed him my phone.
I said, here, guard, you can have that.
Fair play.
I said, here, I took it straight out of my bag. I said, here, there's my phone. I says, check me gallery, check me.
You were totally up front.
I says, there's, check me WhatsApp messages. I says, I just watched that. I was keeping my husband, I says, where I was in the queue. And I was, I says, there. And with that, he put his two hands up as if, you know, like two hands in the air, as if to say, I'm not touching your phone, I'm not going near your phone. So he said, no, it's okay, I believe you. And I said, scared, I didn't even know what this was about. So I said, look, Gerd, that was my point, was just about having OOID.
Yeah, I don't know
and
how it escalated.
The guard said to me, it wasn't the first time he'd heard that. And he said, I was right. He said, you have a point. So I said, I was talking to the manager when you came in. I said, and stood over to the side, I thought there was something heavy going on.
Okay. And he said,
he spoke to the manager and the manager hadn't got a problem with me.
Okay.
So I got, they just had on their heels. But in the meantime, Joe, I'm at the front. I was about the 4 second checkout, there's about 7 or 8 behind me, and I just feel mortified. The ground could have swallowed. Like, people think that maybe I was stopped for thieving. I didn't know what was going on. Nobody apologised to me. They just had it on their heels and said, nothing to see here, and walked away. And I walked out behind them. Like, the walk of shame. And at the time, them people that made the report about me were still standing huddled together, watching me do my walk of shame. I got out of the shop and I just fell apart. I fell, and I haven't been right since.
Okay. Remember that earlier on the conversation, Donna, you said, I know from listening to you that you wouldn't, you said, when you said anyone could make up a HSE letter and put it in a plastic pocket. But you said I wouldn't do that. But isn't yeah, of course you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't. But isn't that the sting of it, that no one would in this current pandemic? No one would claim they're a HSE worker when they're not.
Well, you see, I've heard different. I have family in the HSE, and I have a sister with COPD.
Okay.
And look, she,
We have a statement in from the guards to say, the Gardaí responded to reports of an incident in a retail premises in Crumlin on Friday the 10th of March, Good Friday, at approximately 3 p.m. No offence disclosed upon arrival. In other words, they found nothing.
Yeah.
Which is...
But not after I was humiliated, Joe.
Yeah.
Not after the ground could swallow me up and I don't know who was there, who knew me. I couldn't even look around. Like, everything started. I nearly fainted when I got outside. I walked up to the shopping centre and I asked my husband to come up and take the shopping off me to bring it back so I could get me walking. I had to get in the van and I just feel you. Nobody apologised to me. I rang head office and I did speak to a lovely woman who I was distraught at the time.
Okay.
And she said she'd get someone to ring me. I've heard nothing back.
Okay, well, it's everyone's busy now. That's the everyone's.
Yeah.
You understand that. But I mean, you.
But you see, I have heard a lot of this and I use other shopping centres. And there's actually a shopping centre, would be a shopping centre I use all the time. And they even said that they had a lot of people chancing their arm. Now, I know I wouldn't do a lot of people, but there's chances. Do you know what it's like, Joe? You know the Stokes, is it the Strokes? You know the band is putting on the concert for the HSE workers and all the tickets were taken up and a lot of the HSE workers got on to them and said, look, we can't get tickets. But the way they countered that was, say, when the gig is on, you have to, that ticket with your name on it, to have ID to go with that to say that you're a HSE worker. So there is out there, look, there's just chances out there. And I know there's many of them.
Well, you're right in one sense, because you saw that story today. Pat Lorden was on Morning Ireland, the chief super in charge of fraud. It was an Irishman being questioned over a 15 million euro scam on face masks.
It's disgraceful.
The lowest of the low.
But you see, there will be opportunities that people, and there are people, you know, there are chances out there. There's no point in saying there isn't. Look, there is, because I know from my local, and look, I know people who shared and out, giving out their cards, and and I think it's wrong. I think it's morally wrong.
We all have to be in this together,
Yeah. And that's it. And I'm just saying that.
Okay, now your point is well made, Donna. Will you try and put it behind you? It just seems to me like misunderstanding after misunderstanding.
But I'll never go in that shopping centre again. I'm mortified. I've got no apology. I'm mortified. I'm mortified. I'm absolutely mortified.
And hopefully we play. Did you hear the start of the programme? That woman reading.
The woman and the poem. I did, yeah.
Just
actually, look, I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law, and my sister is COPD, and
we'll offer it. We'll forget about it and offer it all up for them, and say, everyone. But mistakes are made, unfortunately, in the current atmosphere, and totally understand your distress. Totally, it would be mortifying.
But Joe, the other thing is, if that was an ordinary Friday,
but we don't live in ordinary times.
I know, but you can't call the guards for like a suspicion or something and make a show of them like that. Mm-hmm. That's disgraceful. If that person had come over to me in the shopping centre and said, listen, I think you're taking photographs, I would have handed over my phone to that person.
Yeah, okay.
I would have said, here, oh my God, put your mind at rest. There you go.
Well, I think you can take photographs. You just can't publish them. You can't put them up on Facebook.
But I know.
I'm just saying even that. Okay, Donna.
I read.
How many in family, Donna? You mentioned your
husband. I have a son upstairs doing his thesis. He's a final year engineering student.
Congratulations.
Oh, he's fabulous. And God help them. The projects they've been working on, like in college he was supposed to go to Silverstone and race a Formula One car that they designed as a team and everything. So it was all cancelled. But he's upstairs, he's walking away on his thesis,
magic,
and he has a job and everything, Joe. He's starting his job in August.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, he obviously is he's a great mother and father, so fair play to you.
Thank you, Joe. I always say he wasn't born like that, he was reared like that.
Yeah, well done, well said. So, and you have two other children, is that what you're saying?
I haven't, no, I've only three of you
in the house, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell him best of luck in his engineering exams, he's brilliant.
Brilliant.
He is brilliant. He'll do you proud. Have you ever been to a graduation before, Donna?
I have, well, my own.
Great. What did you study?
I studied, I was in the College of Marketing and Design from 1984
to 1988. Yeah.
Now, it's a long time ago, but I'm self-employed and I still work for,
well,
I'm still in my profession, so I still do what I do.
And COMAD, as we used to call it.
When I was
president of USI, which was 1984, was up in Parnell Square. It was in a few locations.
That's right. We were in Parnell Square before it went. And I was one of five, I'm from the Liberties, Joe. And I'm one of five students to get a scholarship. There was no grants back then, so I was one of five to get a scholarship.
Okay.
And so I got a scholarship on merit, and I had to do well for the 4 years. If
well
I failed
done.
Any of my years, you were gone.
And, so, had anyone else?
Mary O'Rourke, I think, done that for me. I think it was Mary O'Rourke.
Okay.
I think she was Minister for Education.
That's right.
They had to open up a special file for me because I didn't fit into any of the boxes.
Well done.
So,
and then your parents again, Donna, had any of them ever gone to third level?
No, Joe, they wouldn't have even had a legal third degree. No, sure. I have sisters in their 60s and I have a brother in his 70s, Joe. They all left school at half
the sixth
class.
You were the first in a thousand generations to go
I was the first
level.
To get a
well
legal
done.
Cert.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got a student in 1984. I got 9 honours in my leaving cert.
Wow.
So I got a cert for that, and I'm a grafter. I'm head down.
Well done, like so many. Donna, I'm glad I met you, and
it's lovely to talk to Joe.
Likewise.
Listen to you every day.
Yeah, and try and offer that up, as they say. I think it's the best way out of it at this stage.
Yeah, but I still want an apology, Joe, from the retailer because I just feel, you know, that could have been handled in a much more professional way than what it was.
There's lessons learned there for everybody, so I think it's really good that you told the story. So mind yourself. Best
and you too. The best of luck, Joe. Keep safe. Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.